to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hi, everyone. This is Allison, and thank you so much for joining me this evening. It's just a beautiful day here in sunny Pennsylvania, beautiful 80 degrees, nice soft breeze. I know that fall's coming, but it was wonderful to be able to enjoy today. And I hope you all had a great day, too. So anyhow, one of the things I want to do here is talk about if today is your birthday, if you were born on the 24th. I'll give you a little bit of insight here. This means that you're really a family-orientated person. You probably, you know, have a gift at being a diplomat or restoring or keeping balance in your relationships. It also means that you're probably a little bit on the emotional and sensitive side, and you probably like to demonstrate your love, you know, doing nice things for people, doing kindness. You have a gift for both healing but also in the arts because you're quite artistic. Now, you know, I'm talking a lot of emotion here with this 24. You might be a little overly emotional from time to time. Maybe even magnify your emotional issues just a little bit. And especially if somebody criticizes you. So, you know, try to keep that in mind. Try to, you know, maybe you have a tendency to just take it to heart a little bit too much. But you're really willing to sacrifice almost anything to keep harmony in all of your important relationships. Really a good friend here. You're a good friend. Have a soft shoulder to cry on, always ready to hear someone's problems, and you probably give some really great advice. I got to tell you, you're very energetic. You're responsible, very responsible, super responsible, helpful. And, you know, you may even want to help people. You know, everybody's problem is your problem, so you might even, you know, be running around trying to fix all your problems with friends. You know, you got to know your limits there. You got to avoid being taken advantage of because you are a very kind and good person. Like I said, you got some artistic talent. It can go in many directions, but you're particularly gifted in acting and drama. And also, you've got some pretty good business skills. You're, you know, careful and you're good with details, and you're patient in your approach to business issues. So anyhow, if you're born on the 24th, there's a little bit of insight for you. Okay, this show is all about numerology, and I'm assuming that most of you know what numerology is. Maybe that's the reason why you tuned in. I'm hoping a lot of my regular listeners are out there. But for those of you who maybe don't know so much what numerology is, let me just give you a little bit of information there. You and everything else in our universe has a distinct rate of vibration, and your vibration can be determined by the numbers found in your numerology chart. Now, numerology is actually based upon physics, which is the science of laws governing motion, matter, and energy. Everything that exists has a vibration, and that vibration is measured by numbers. Now, numerology is the study of the spiritual qualities of numbers. In other words, numbers have meanings. Numerology finds your numbers from your date of birth and the name given at birth, which, in essence, is a measure of your vibration. Numerology has roots in ancient cultures such as Rome, Egypt, Greece, China. It even has ties to the Hebrew Kabbalah. It is founded upon the teachings of Pythagoras, who was a 5th century Greek mathematician, philosopher, and mystic. And he really did travel quite extensively throughout his life, and he really studied with some of the greatest religious leaders of his time. So numerology teaches us that there's no randomness to the day you're born, nor the name you were given. It was your soul's choice. Both the name you were given and the day you were born are a roadmap to your soul's journey in this lifetime. Your numbers identify your energy and the energy which influences your life. So there you go. There's a little bit of tidbit, a little bit of insight as to what numerology is. Now, on tonight's program, I'm going to be going over your personal month vibrations for October, and going through it month by month. And I'm going to take some time also here at the beginning of the show to help you figure out what that personal month number is, because you all have your very own number based on the day that you were born. And before I explain how you do that, let me just explain what's going on as far as personal months. Here's a quote. September each year brings the full force of the personal year to bear upon the affairs in every year. October each year has the same number as the oncoming year, but only as a signpost and advance notice for making plans ahead. However, these plans cannot get fully underway until the requirements of the present year have been completed. And that's a quote from Juno Jordan in her book, Numerology, Romance in Your Name. And those of you who may not be familiar with Juno Jordan, she's considered to be one of the greatest numerologists that ever lived. So what exactly did Juno Jordan mean? Well, we discussed, I think in the last couple of shows, or at least a couple times over the past 4 weeks, we discussed that September is a very intense month for everyone on the planet. And it's simply because we have double energy in September. No matter when you were born in the month of September, your personal month number matches your personal year number. So this intensifies the experience of whatever number you happen to have. I mean, things simply get crazy, people. I've had so many clients call me wanting reassurance or insight into what they consider to be extreme problems in September. And I'm sure there's some of you that are sitting out there listening right now, and you're probably having one of those aha moments. You know, maybe you experience September to be difficult as well. Well, the good news is September is almost over, and I want to share with you what to look forward to in October to help you prepare for upcoming experiences and events. Now, Juno Jordan mentioned in her quote up above that October has the same number as your upcoming year. So you can expect to be given a little taste of what's to come for you next year during the month of October. Now, you can't start the energy of next year right now. You'll just get a glimpse of it in October. You still have things to finish up this year, so don't get ahead of yourself. But it'll give you a little heads up as to the direction that you're going in next year. And you might even want to journal your experiences in October. You know, look to see if you met some new people or had anything unusual happen. Whatever you see, whatever you do in October, carries through into the next year. So be a really good idea at the beginning of the month to, get out a little journal, mark down 30 days in October, and see what happens to you. Because this is really the month that just wants to open that little door to look into next year for you. Now, I'm going to take a minute and I'm going to go over how to find out your personal year number. And if those of you that are on the BBS website, certainly you can go to the Monday night programming, go to Visible by Numbers, and if you see there's a show info tab, and if you click on that show info tab, everything that I'm talking about here is written right there. So, you know, you can just figure out your personal month number from the information right there in the show info. And for the rest of you, I'll try to make this easy. To find your personal month number, you first need to find your personal year number. So to do this, you add the month and day of your birth to the universal year number. Now, I'm going to give you the universal year number. It's a 9 because 2007, when you add it across, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 7 equals 9. So what you're going to do is you're going to add your month. You want to reduce that month to a single digit. You're going to add the day you were born, reduce that to a single digit, and add the two of those numbers to 9. That gives you your personal year number. And in order to find out your personal month number, simply add the personal year number to the current calendar month. Well, October is a 1, so whatever you get for your personal year number, add 1 to it, and that's the number of the month that you are in. So, for example, if you're born on December 13th and you wanted to know your personal year number, first reduce September to a 3, adding 1 plus 2 equals 3, then reduce the 13, the day, to a 4, 1 plus 3 equals 4. Now add 3 plus 4 plus 9, and it equals 16. And you're going to further reduce that 16 to a 7, so you're going to add 1 plus 6 equals 7, and you would be in a 7 year. Taking the same date to find your personal month number by adding your personal year number to October, which is a 1, so 7 plus 1 is 8. So you would be in an 8 personal year. So with that being said, what you need to know is your personal year number and add one to it, and now you're ready to go. And I'm going to be going through and telling you whatever personal year you're in. I'm going to give you the energy of the month and tell you what's going to happen or what to expect or what you might want to plan on experiencing. And not to worry, if you had any problems, if you call into the show, I'll be happy to figure that out for you. So don't worry, okay? So if you're born, and if you have a one personal year this year, October is a two personal month for you. So this month, more so than any other month this year, you'll feel a little bit more sensitive and intuitive, and you probably should pay special attention to your own feelings as well as the feelings of others. Because of your sensitivity, you might be a little bit more vulnerable to criticism this month. So be aware of that and don't take things so personally or seriously. You know, at all costs, avoid getting angry. Simply try to talk things out in a civil manner. You want to maintain some serious harmony this month. And because of this, if any discord happens, you'll likely choose tact and diplomacy. Because this is a 1 year you're in, you still have a lot of courage going on, a lot of confidence to lead. And you may find yourself choosing during this month to lead by example in a less forceful manner. Now, in the romantic side of things, if you're single, you may meet someone new and develop a lasting relationship. And if married, you're definitely going to feel a little bit more romantic and maybe even get in touch with those deeper feelings of love for your partner. Okay. So that's if you have a one personal year, that's the reading for you for October, which is a two personal month for you. Now, if you came up with a two-personal year by adding your month plus day to the universal year, that's your personal year number, add a one. If you had a two-personal year, October is a three-personal month for you. So what's going on? What can you expect? This really is a time to take a break and maybe surround yourself with some friends, plenty of laughter, and a lot of social activities. You know, you really want to take some time, sit in the sun, and maybe even enjoy these last sunny days before winter arrives. You know, if at all possible, this is a good month to plan a vacation. When it comes to work, though, it's a good time to present some of your more creative ideas, perhaps some you've been thinking about for a while. You might even find that by expressing your ideas when it comes to your career, you might get noticed this month. Now, you really want to try to avoid stress, but rather take advantage of this easygoing month. You know, maybe to recharge your batteries, because you really need to prepare for the months ahead, because you've got a busy workload coming at you next month. So take advantage of your 3 months. Be happy and playful. Those are the key words for this month. Now, on a romantic side, you know, romance should bring out the kid in you, you know. Enjoy it. Have fun with it. And financially, you know, try not to be too extravagant. You know, you don't want to go overboard with your spending habits. But, you know, have fun. Take advantage of the, you know, the joys of those great bargain huntings, you know. When they have those clearance sales this time of year, hey, go for it. Have fun with that. Shop. 3 personal month is always a good time to do a little bit of shopping. Okay. Now, if you're in a if you're in a 3 personal year, October is a 4 personal month for you. So you may not be feeling all that practical or focused, seeing you're in a 3 personal year. But in October, you're going to have to find the librarian or the accountant in you, because there is some definite practical work to be done. And really, this is a month that you're going to have to pay attention, because that's going to be key, paying attention to details. You'll need to be quite disciplined this month, and your workload is about to get a little bit heavy. There's no time to slack. It's really better to put your nose to the grindstone, because the effort that you put in this month will be rewarded later in the month, perhaps maybe even with a new opportunity or a surprise having to do with work. There may be financial or other demands having to do with the family or in-laws this month, and you certainly will have to be conscious of where your money goes. It might be a good idea to create a budget, or if you already have one, be sure to follow it this month. Now, romance is going to be on the back burner for you, because your career is really going to be taking up a lot of your time. But try to find time for your loved ones, because it's certainly going to make you feel better on those more serious days in your four-personal month. Okay. If you're in a four-personal year, October is a five-personal month for you. So what's going to go on? Well, you know, it's been a long haul this year for you with work and career. But this month is going to bring some new opportunities for changes in your life. You may be asked by the boss to take an unexpected work-related trip. So be prepared if this comes your way, because it's going to be a good thing. There's also the possibility of a promotion or even a transfer with work this month as well. The key to this month is really kind of be ready for those changes and be ready to embrace them when they come. And, you know, out of all the months this year, this is the time that you can take a chance, and it can turn out to be quite a positive venture for you. It's also time to do a little self-promotion, letting other people around the office know what you're capable of doing. It's time even to make some changes in your life. But remember, always, whenever you're under the influence of the five energy, think them through and try not to make too many impulsive decisions. You know, give it some thought before you make these changes. Now, in a five-personal month, romance is hot. It really is hot. But if you happen to meet someone new this month, you might want to look at it as being a diversion, because chances are it won't last in the long term. Just enjoy it for whatever it is. You may find the surprising, unexpected events of this month to be a bit chaotic, but pay attention, because this is really what's coming for you next year. It's going to be the theme of your whole year next year, so you might as well get used to it this month. All right. Now, if you have a five-personal year, October is a six-personal month for you. Okay, so this year, let's face it, it's been hectic, and you've had many unexpected surprises and events. But this month, things will settle down a little bit. It's a good month for your career in the sense that you might get rewarded a little bit with a raise or promotion. And certainly you may find your attention this month goes to family, friends, or even relationships. You're going to find that you might have some increased responsibilities regarding them, because this month brings to the forefront affairs of the heart, and you will feel closer and more needed by those you love. This is the month you really want to work on your relationships, be open with your feelings, and demonstrate your affections. If you don't, you might very well be ending a relationship this month. Now, if you're not attached to anyone, this is a good month to meet someone or to get out and be seen. If you've been dating someone, your thoughts might turn to making it a permanent part of your life. All right, we're moving on. We're going to talk about if you're in a six-personal year this year. That makes October a seven-personal month for you. Now, in a six-personal year, you're involved with family issues. You've had the opportunity to assume more responsibility, be more generous and giving. But in your 7 month in October, you might feel the need to withdraw a little bit and put some space between you and the family. This month is more of an inward journey where silence and meditation would be very helpful. It's really a time to do a little bit of soul searching. Work on your spiritual self, perhaps do some reading and studying. Put your career on the back burner and know that it's on autopilot this month. You also might feel disconnected from your loved ones or even a sense of loneliness, but this is an important month to address the needs of your soul and do some healing and find your center again. It's a good month. Plan some long walks. Spend some time by the water. Rest and relax. And it's okay to get lost in your thoughts. All right. So we're moving on. If you're in a seven-personal year this year, October is your eight-personal month. So you've been doing this whole year of deep soul-searching, you know, and this is the 1 month that you can actually address your career again, because it's an eight-month. This month really will show you what you can expect regarding your career next year, and what you should receive is reward and recognition. This is normally a good month for business, finances, and all things work-related, but it really is contingent upon what you have done in the past 7 years. That old saying, reaping what you sow, is in play this month and all of next year. For most of us, it's a very rewarding time, and financial gains as well as achievement is highlighted. You may feel more aggressive about your career this month than any previous month this year, and it's a good time to make a move regarding your career, but save the big stuff, because that's all coming for you next year when you move into your 8th personal year. All right. Now, if you calculated that you're in an 8th personal year, October is a 9 personal month for you. You've had some major achievements this year regarding your career, but this month you may begin to question if this is the direction you wish to go. You may be asking yourself what you do, if what you do is really fulfilling for you. And you really are preparing to make some serious decisions about your life next year. And you might even be shown this month things which need to be changed. And sometimes, you know, just that in itself is an emotional process, because we all like the safety and security of our lives. But you have to remember that in order to evolve, you must make changes. And on some level, you are aware of this. This is a month that awakens you to some serious work to be done of letting go of what no longer serves your greatest and highest good. And, you know, my advice is, do not begin anything new this month, but rather finish up anything that you've left undone, you know. Pay off your old debts rather than create new ones. And if you have time, try doing kindness for another, or perhaps dedicating some time or money to a charity, because that will make you feel as though this month is worthwhile. Now, finally, if you're in a 9 personal year, October is a 1 personal month for you. And you've been through an emotional year, but this month will help you to feel a little bit more energized. There might be new people to meet and maybe even some new projects to think about. You may have the opportunity to put some of your ideas into motion. You have been weeding out your life and making way for new things this month, and it'll show you what you have in store for next year, those ideas, those things that you've been thinking. You know, you're going to see them come into fruition next year. You might feel a little bit more ambitious and courageous and maybe a little bit aggressive, and certainly you may want to act upon this new surge of energy. But the real opportunity to start something new in your life comes next year, so try to hold off doing anything major until then. You might find that you renew some old friendships or run into someone you two haven't seen in ages, so keep your eyes out for some old friends. So anyhow, that's the energy of the personal months, and that's what's coming for you in October. And as I said earlier, you know, luckily September it's on its way out, and, you know, you're going to find, no matter what month you're in October, you're going to find a little bit of relief. It's going to feel much better moving out of the September energy. Okay, well, just in case, maybe some of you have some questions, certainly I'm available to answer your questions. I'd be happy to do readings. I'd like to open up the phone lines now. If you want to call in with a question, if you would like me to do a reading for you, if you want me to clarify your personal months, you know, by all means, give me a call. The toll-free number is 877-876-5227 in the USA. You can call toll-free 888-815-9756 in Canada. And you can call direct in California at 530-876-3222. Now, if you do call in, be sure to turn down those speakers or step into the other room so I can hear you. Sometimes we get a little bit of feedback if you're too close to your speakers. And I want to remind the listeners, you're listening to BBS Radio, the number one worldwide talk radio station on the planet. And this is Allison Bachman. And this show is Visible by Numbers, and we talk about all things numerology. Okay. Now, I did get a question in my email. Actually, I got a couple of questions in my email. So I'm going to just take a moment here and perhaps address them. I received an email from a lady named Lisa, And she tells me that her son was born 12/3/1991. And she says that he's in his final years of high school, but he's very indecisive about what he wants to study in college. And she was wondering if his numbers could give us any advice. And I have to say that she also gave me his full birth name, so I had that to work with when I looked at his chart. So, you know, this is really a great question. It's a great question because, you know, using your numerology chart, especially with young teenagers and young adults, you know, your career vocation, what you would be good at, that's part of the information that's in the chart. What your talents and abilities are. And also, you know, it identifies challenges as well. And, you know, you can help steer somebody away from perhaps, you know, going to school for something that isn't really going to make them happy. So that's really a wonderful idea to explore a child's numerology, especially if they're at that point in high school getting ready to move on to college and you're getting ready to invest thousands of dollars in their college education. You know, why not get the advice about what they really would be happy doing and suited to doing by looking at their numerology? Okay, so let's look at Lisa's son's numbers. His name is Sean. Now, Sean has an 8th life path. So, you know, that pretty much says that he's a problem solver, that he's, you know, executive material, that he probably is very perceptive and very good with people. He's an achiever, you know, the type of person that really, you know, the goal of his life is to really, you know, material wealth and abundance and achievement, high management. Certainly that's what that number speaks about. But the other numbers in his chart, you know, really need to be looked at. He's a 3 birthday, you know, so this is definitely talking about an artistic ability, a gift with expression, you know, a very friendly, funny, magnetic, interesting person. You know, the 3 birthday is talents. So we know that you know, he's likable. He's a very likable person. And this gives him a gift with words and writing, but certainly, you know, drama, acting, anything like that, anything artistic, any way that he might want to express himself comes in with that birthday number. Now, he has a 14/5 expression, which indicates a little bit of karma. Well, I should say a little bit. It indicates some karma there. So, you know, he might have a little bit of indecision about, you know, what he wants to do with his life. Certainly, all fives really are good at everything that they do. You know, the term jack of all trades, master of none applies to the fives, people with a 5 expression. And it means that they dabble in something long enough to get pretty good at it, but then they lose interest because the 5 is a very, very curious energy. It really is curious. It gets bored, though, and it really needs to be mentally stimulated. So quite often, you know, a 5 will try something, work at it for a while, and then it loses its charm, and on they go to the greener grass. So, you know, the good news is he's going to be good at pretty much everything that he tries. The bad news is that he may try many things before he settles down to any one thing. So especially for him, it's really important to try to find what he's passionate about, because a 5 will stick with something if they love it, if they're passionate about it. Now, 5 is a gift of communication, so certainly he's a born communicator. Language is one of his strengths, but he also needs freedom. He needs the room to move. And whatever work he does, you know, he needs to be free. He needs to be unencumbered. He's not necessarily going to be the type of person that wants to take on a lot of responsibility. So hopefully whatever he chooses, you know, might be something that involves travel or something in a career where every day isn't doing the same thing, where there's always a variety of tasks. So my suggestions for him, well, before I move on to that, let's just talk a little bit about his heart's desire. You know, he does have a lot of humanitarian tendencies. This 9 heart's desire also says that he's, you know, this is artistic again and writer again. So he's got a lot of energy in his chart that would suggest that he could be in publishing or writing. But also there's part of him that really wants to make this world a better place. There's part of him that wants to help those that are less fortunate. So that's really what's going to feed his soul and make him happy. It's going to be the underlying reason for a lot of his decisions. The heart's desire always is what makes us happy. So, you know, he may actually curtail, or he may actually, you know, find a job that allows him to do all of these things, you know, be a free spirit, use a lot of his artistic expression, and at the same time help others. He has a 5 personality, so, you know, he's really going to be, you know, attracting people to him. People always enjoy the energy of the 5. It is the number of man. It relates to everyone on the planet. And so, you know, and it's usually very intriguing, interesting, exciting, a little bit on the dangerous side, a little bit on the bad boy side personality, but that definitely will make people be drawn to him. So that's really kind of important to know. So let's see. If I was going to make some suggestions for you, Lisa, what I would say is, you know, something like an advertising executive. Certainly he would be good as an investigator. Anything, you know, in publishing, whether it's a writer or an editor, you know, it's right up his alley. A news columnist, or even, you know, he might even make a fabulous TV news reporter. Being on air would be something he'd probably be pretty good at. An internet consultant, he might enjoy working with the internet, certainly an interpreter of some sort. You know, he has a combination of artistic, but certainly the communication skills are very strong in him, so I'd really want to kind of push him in that direction. It's really a wonderful question. If I can look a little bit on what's going on with him right now, as I got to tell you, you know, if I'm looking towards the future with him, he's got double 5 pentacles ahead of him in his life, you know. And, you know, that's really going to give him the opportunity to use that 5 energy, and that's really kind of fortunate for him. Because pinnacles really are the catalyst for the experiences in our life. And the pinnacles match his energy. So that's kind of like being put in a playground where you know how to use all the toys, more or less. So that's kind of good for him. In his first pinnacle that he's in, I got to tell you, Mom, that there's a lot of family. You know, he might be feeling wanting to please you. He might be feeling a need to want to be harmonious and make everyone happy in the family. You know, certainly this is teaching him some lessons about love of family. You know, but I would be really give you a little advice to maybe suggest for him to choose something for himself and maybe not try to talk him into anything. Because I think in a 6 pinnacle, he might try to please you, quite frankly. All right, so I hope that was helpful, Lisa, and I'm telling all the rest of you that if you happen to have a question, sometimes we get a lot of calls on the show, and sometimes it's hard to get through, and if you got a question, you're more than welcome to call me. Oh, I should say call me. Email me. Oh, no, don't call. Email. Email me at alynch@ptd.net or visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. My email addresses are right there on my show info page and right there on my bio page, and I'd be happy to answer your question on the air just like I did for Lisa. It's always a pleasure to you know, give some good advice. All right, then. Let's see. I've got a bunch of things that I got to go over with you, but we're just getting ready to take a brief little break here, if y'all don't mind. I'd like to take a couple-minute break. So hold on. And if, like I said, if you've got questions, by all means, you know, give us a call. I'd be happy to do some readings, answer your questions. But right now, time for a little break.
Did you know your name and date of birth speak volumes about you as a person and as a spiritual being? Well, your personal numerology can shine a light on your life's purpose, your true potential, and give you insight about your soul's journey in this lifetime. Join Alison Bachman, host of Visible by Numbers, Monday nights at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on BBS Radio, as she unlocks the secrets of how to live a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life by using numerology as a guide. You'll be inspired by Alison's passion, her amazing on-air readings, insightful topics, and guests. You don't want to miss Alison's show Monday nights on BBS. Visit Alison at www.visiblebynumbers.com for more information. Be well.
Hi, this is Alison, and I'm back, and I'm reminding all of you that the lines are open. If you want to call in for a reading, if you have a question, you're more than welcome to call. I'm going to repeat the numbers. You can call toll-free at 877-876-5227. That's for the USA. You can call toll-free 888-815-9756 from Canada and call direct at 530-876-3222 if you're calling from California. One of the things that I did want to discuss this evening, besides going over your personal month numbers, is my newsletter. If you sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter, you know, once a month I publish this. It's on the subject of numerology. I think it's pretty fun. It's pretty informative. People usually give me really great feedback for it. You know, quite often, you know, I recommend some fabulous websites, you know, sharing information about what's out there on the Internet. I also give you additional insights about numerology. And, I'll be right with you, caller. And also what I just did on air, the personal monthly forecast, that comes out once a month as well. So if you kind of like to hear again what I said about your personal month energy, by all means, sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter. You can sign up at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com. Just put newsletter in the subject. It's absolutely free. It's my pleasure to send it out to all of you. Hi, caller. Who's calling?
Hi, my name's Emily.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Very well. Would you like a reading, Emily?
Yes, I would.
All right, Emily, can you give me your date of birth, please?
02/20/1981.
So you're born February 20th,
1981? Yes, ma'am.
All righty, Emily. Okay, and I'm just going to... Okay. All right. What I can do for you, Emily, is really do a mini reading for you, just kind of based upon your date of birth, okay?
Okay.
Which will give you some information. Certainly, you know, the full name at birth is really important as well to do a numerology reading, but I think this is going to give you a little bit of information. I want to tell you that you're five life paths. So, you know, I got to tell you, you know, you are a little bit of a free spirit, a little bit on the unconventional side. And this is really kind of the goal of your life, is to be a free spirit and not really have any restrictions. It's kind of like being the born traveler, the born adventurer sort of a thing. You have a very good mind. You're a born communicator. So I don't know if you've ever thought about writing, or you ever, you know, even if you write, you know, on occasion at home. But do you want, you might want to give that some thought, because you have that gift with words. Not only writing them, Emily, but speaking them as well. You are able to multitask. This is something I'm so jealous with fives. They can do so many things at once. It drives me crazy. I have to do one thing at a time. Fives juggle many, many things. You're very good with that. Networking as well, friends. Usually fives, you know, it's hard to pin down exactly what, you know, they would. You're good at everything that you do, so sometimes you have a little bit of a hard time picking up on which direction to go in, okay? But, you know, you really want to kind of find something that you love. I would tell you that sometimes if you love something, you can overindulge, kind of go off the deep end with something. So you really kind of, you want to use moderation with everything, being a five life path. And really, I got to tell you, Emily, it's going to be a little bit of a roller coaster ride for you in the sense that a change might be a little bit on the constant side for you throughout your life. Now, your birthday number is telling me that you're really an empath, or you're quite psychic, and you probably sense the feelings of other people. You sense the energy around you. You really connect to other people. You may not realize it, but you're actually reading their energy. Do you notice this, Emily?
Yes, I do. And as I've gotten older, I start to have feelings. I call them butterflies. I get these weird feelings inside. I can tell how someone's reacted to a comment I've made just by the way I feel, the way that they projected, you know, their feelings on me without even them saying anything.
Right. Well, you read people is really what you're doing. And, you know, that can really cause you to, you know, be a little bit of a people pleaser. You don't really want confrontation or fights or arguments. And you really can feel people's energy shift. You know, it's like you're having a conversation. You almost know when you said something wrong, because you can just feel it in the other person. You know, this is really psychic ability. You have this ability to read other people. And that's not to say, Emily, that on some level in other areas, you know, you might have some other psychic ability in your chart, but, you know, you may even have some paranormal experiences because of this. This is a very intensified energy here for your birthday number. So what I'm going to tell you is you're quite sensitive. Your feelings might get hurt a little bit, and you might be a little bit on the emotional side. I mean, the 5, it's very mental. It's a thinker energy, but this 20 is emotional. And, you know, you've got to, you know, realize about yourself that you are sensitive and that, you know, when somebody does hurt your feelings, you might really want to try addressing it with that person, even though that might be a little hard for you. You might want to address it and ask them, what did you mean by that? You know, or whatever it is that they said or did to hurt you, you know, kind of talk to them about it. And you might even find, Emily, that they didn't mean to hurt you at all. And if that's the case, there's no reason for you going around with your heart in your hand, you know, having hurt feelings. Now, this birthday number, really, you're a good friend. You're very supportive of people around you. You can be their cheerleader. You can be their sympathetic ear. You know, you really have a lot of feminine energy here in this number as well. Business, paying attention to details as well, that comes in with this 2 energy. It's definitely going to make you pick up on the little stuff, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's see, how old are you exactly right now, Emily?
I'm 26.
Okay, you're really, really young still. You're in this 4 pentacle at this time of your life, Emily. I don't know if there's rules and regulations or restrictions around you, but you know that 5 we were talking about? The fact that you're freedom-loving, unconventional. Well, what's around you at this time of your life is really rules and regulations and discipline. So I don't know what went on in the early years of your life, if there was limitations or maybe... Like it's, sometimes a 4 pentacle feels like kind of being put in a box and having to follow.
I'm in a box right now.
Yeah, well, see, you're in a box. Well, I got to tell you that this ends at the age of 31, Emily. So this pinnacle really is kind of trying to teach you maybe a little bit of focusing and disciplining of self, but certainly you don't want to lose that free spirit in this pinnacle. I mean, there's probably part of you that's just dying to get out and live life, okay? And I got to tell you, this ends at 31. Usually we're in a 4 pinnacle. We don't have a lot of freedom, and that's not an easy pinnacle for you to be in, okay? Because you're definitely a free spirit. So it gets done and over with at 31. And then you go into this this pinnacle 3, which is much more conducive to your energy. It's joyful. It's happier. It's a lot more social situations and travel and that sort of a thing. I think you're going to be happier once you move on to your next pinnacle.
Those are the things that I wish I had right now. But I just had a baby about 11 months ago, and so I'm living with my parents.
Ah.
And I love my son. He's my life. But I feel like I'm, you know, trapped right now.
Yeah, well, you are trapped for a few years, dear, until he probably moves on to school. So that's probably why the 4 pinnacle lasts as long as it does. But I'm telling you, you're going to be happier as you move out of this pinnacle. It's okay. And this year is a 4 year for you. So again, you know, whenever you're in the energy of a year, that 4 year, that's going to bring limitation to you as well. So this year's been particularly rough with, you know, you got to follow the rules. You don't have a lot of freedom. It's a lot of hard work, you know, but next year I got to tell you, change is coming for you. You know, you might be able to change where you live or change what you're doing, but next year looks good for you for bringing some new stuff in, okay? And Emily, my final thing that I will tell you is this. Your major challenge in life is really, you know, self-worth and self-love, having confidence in yourself, believing in yourself, but not going over the top, not getting egotistical about it, okay? So if you have low self-esteem or self-worth, you want to work on it, and if you're over the top thinking you're all that in a bag of chips, you want to work on it as well. You really want to stay balanced.
Either one or the other. That's the problem. I need to be balanced.
Well, you want to balance it out. Balance it out. You know, it's good to be strong and courageous and brave and independent and all those things. But you want to just keep it on a level keel, okay? And that's one of your big challenges in life, so you want to work on that. Okay, dear?
Okay.
Was that helpful?
Yes, very.
Well, thank you so much for calling, Emily. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Good luck with the baby.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so Anyhow, okay, you're done reading, Allison, go back to where you were. Sometimes that's not an easy thing to do. Alrighty. So, as I said, if you want to call in, I'd be happy. I think we got time for maybe one more reading if somebody wants to call in with a question or whatever. One of the things that, you know, I take this opportunity, you know, why would you really want a numerology reading, you know? And also people often ask me, what kind of readings does numerology offer? Well, what I would say to you is, first and foremost, you know, a full numerology reading, which is not necessarily what I gave Emily. What I gave her is just a little brief chart review. Hi, I think I have a caller, so I'll put this on hold. Hey, caller, what's up?
Hi, my name is Teresa, and I just wanted to ask a question.
Sure, Teresa, what can I do for you?
Okay, do you need to know my birthday?
Well, if you're asking a question about your life, that would be very helpful.
Okay, my birthday is October 12th, 1950.
October 12th, 1950?
Yes.
50.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so let me just bring up a little bit of this information here. And so you have a question. What is your question?
I want to know about my career, my work. I just changed positions, and I just don't know, you know, if I'm... if this is where I'm supposed to be, or if I should be looking for something else.
Okay. Would you mind telling me what you do in a general sense?
Sure. I've been in education for over 25 years, and I was an elementary school principal for the last 11 years, and now I'm working in human resources as an administrator in that department.
Mm. Well, I got to tell you, you know, I really see that principal energy because you're a one-life path, and so you are a natural-born leader. And you that's really went into that very well. And your birthday number is a 12. You know, it's one of the reasons why you sound like you're very young, because your voice is very young, and I'm sure you probably even look younger than your age. But the 12 represents energy that really relates to children quite well. So I can see how that worked for you. But I got to tell you that you're in this... this last pinnacle, and that's really what I'd like to address with you.
Okay.
And, you know, this last pinnacle is a 7. And usually in a 7 pinnacle, we might find ourselves drawn toward more towards the spiritual, more towards the philosophy of life, more towards trying to determine the origins of our soul or kind of walking that spiritual path. I would think that you have felt that calling in you since
yes.
you turned the age of 54. This pinnacle I don't know how much training or if you've done workshops, if you're interested in any aspect of the metaphysical, but this pinnacle might actually cause you on some level to maybe specialize in a direction of the metaphysical, or you might even take your educational experience, okay, and specialize, you know, in some particular area that has to do with your overall, what you've learned throughout your life, you know. Because the 7 is always about specializing, becoming an expert at something. So you have this opportunity to become an expert during this time, whether it's having to do with your old career or if you're changing it up and maybe going more in a spiritual direction. I would say that you probably don't want to really be around people as much as you used to, that you may be even withdrawing a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah, feeling a need for some space, some wide open places.
Yes.
You know, you're probably picturing a cottage by the water or something. And
yeah.
Okay. Well, this you got to follow the 7 energy. It really wants to develop you in that area. So if you're feeling that need, I would follow that. You know, educate yourself. Do what you can to you know, is there any arena of the spiritual that you're interested in?
Well, I just started studying Buddhism and meditation and
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Well, this is a pinnacle where you really go to find your guru. Really, you do. This is really the time of your life where you really open up spiritually, and you need that in your life right now. And everything is going to allow that to happen for you in this last pinnacle. And you're going to be in this till, you know, to the day you leave. So you've got a long time to do some development. So you may start off in the learning phase. You may end up actually maybe even teaching the spiritual to someone else. That's what I see for you.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
All right, next year is going to bring you some changes. So, you know, this year I don't know if you've been working hard, but next year really you may feel that need to change, maybe in a different direction what you do, or bring some new things into your life. So this evolving that you're doing is going to intensify for next year as well. So, you know, you might just up and decide to go off and find your guru next year.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Teresa. Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right. Hi, we only have a few minutes left here. So, you know, what I was discussing was what kind of readings do numerology offer. And, you know, a full numerology reading, really, what I'm giving on the radio has to do with the date of birth. And there's so much more. I mean, a full numerology reading actually takes a full hour and then some. But it really gives you insight into your personal energy, what you came to do in this lifetime. The energy in the date of birth and the name you were given at birth identifies your talents and abilities, your personal preferences even, your desires, your dreams. All of this can be explained by knowing the energy of the numbers, okay? So that's really full numerology reading is where you want to go. Hi, caller. I've only got about 3 minutes, but if I can help you, I'd be happy to.
Hi, Allison. This is Stephanie. I sent you an email this afternoon.
Yes, Stephanie. How are you, dear?
Good, dear. How are you?
Very good. And you know, I only got 2 minutes left, Stephanie.
Okay.
But, you know, what I'll tell you real quick. Stephanie calls, for those that are listening, she's kind of wants to know the energy of someone that she recently met. And I'm going to tell you, Stephanie, that, you know, you're in a 5-year this year, right?
Oh,
and
yeah.
A lot of changes, and you know from that here and now reading, I guess a lot of them came to fruition. Would that be safe to say?
Absolutely.
Okay, so that reading pretty much, yeah, was helpful for you. I got to tell you, sweetie, I love you to death, but in a 5-year, you meet somebody in a 5-year, sometimes it's not a lasting relationship. Sometimes
right.
It's a diversion. And so, you know, it depends on really what month you met him in. Sometimes that's helpful to know. But this guy is a 7 life path, and you're a 9 life path. And numerologists, 7s really are unlike all the others. Okay, 7 is a very eclectic energy. It's it dances to its own tune. It really is. Sometimes hard to fit in. It's not a very good marriage vibration usually, and especially with the karma that's with his chart, he's got some difficulties with marriage and with relationships. I'm thinking that you're meeting him, that this is a karmic meeting because, you know, your 14-5 matches his 16-7 perfectly when it comes to karma.
Okay.
So I don't know if you felt that when you met him. But
when we met physically, yes.
Yeah, I think that perhaps this has been maybe a past life relationship. But I don't know as if I see it lasting, mainly because of the number I see in his and the year that you're in. If it lasts a great past this year, you know, you may have to work on it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you what, you know, it's like I said, I gotta go. But if you want to call me, call me, and I'll kind of give you a little bit more extra on this, like maybe tomorrow sometime, okay?
Okay? Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry I couldn't get to all of it, okay? If you feel better, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome, dear.
Bye.
All right, everybody. So, you know, I don't know how fast does time fly. It's time to go. So I really appreciate everyone who called into the show and all of you that are listening, and I hope that you got some insight on your October personal month. And remember, sign up for the Visible by Numbers newsletter at visiblebynumbers@yahoo.com, and you can get your personal month predictions coming to your email every single month. So this is Allison. It's been wonderful being with you, and I wish you all abundant blessings. Good night, everybody.